Bring in Joe Fisher.
Never the black.
Speaking of the black and gold, Joe joins us on our Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. What's happening, Joe?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing good. And speaking of Red Gordon, basketball practice starts later today for the Commodores.
Saw coaches yesterday, and I think they're really excited and ready to go. And I would imagine you're going to see, I've seen them in the weight room a lot during the off season. I would imagine you're going to see some pretty up-tempo practices right off the bat, get these new guys indoctrinated into this system as quickly as possible. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think, and I know the seniors are, the veterans are, you know, when you go to a Sweet 16, there is a carryover to that, that, you know, that next season. So I think the guys are ready to go.
Joe, as far as the football game tomorrow, it'll be homecoming day, and some big names from Commodore's years past will be in town, including one Brant Snedeker, who, if I understand correctly, will be part of the coin toss tomorrow?
From what I understand, Brant is part of a feature that PGA Productions is shooting. And he's got a crew coming, I think, that's going to follow him for most of the day. But Brant's going to be recognized and is going to, I think, escort with the captains out to the field and deliver the coin to the head referee for the coin toss. And I believe there's going to be a little bit of video that plays from Brant from his PGA year. And so it'll be great to have him there. Of course, Shelton Quarles is expected to be there. He's supposed to be the Grand Marshal of the homecoming parade, and we expect to see him. And I think Jay Cutler and his family are scheduled to be there to be recognized for not only for Jay's career, but for his contributions back to the program and to the school. So they'll be there as well. So we hope to have a pretty busy day with a lot of former Commodore greats on hand.
Are they going to give Brant just the group golf clap?
No, I think he'll get a little bit more than that.
See, what I was thinking, though, is he could just bring a tee out and then throw it up, and then whichever side it points to, you know, like you do on the first tee box?
I happen to like that idea. Maybe you should suggest that to the referee.
I think he should hit a wedge, you know, from 100 yards through the goalpost. Set the tone.
That's another good idea. I think it's a good plan.
Joe, talk about the importance in this game of Curtis Gatewood and Theo Horrocks sort of leading the charge up front defensively to neutralize that Georgia running game.
Did a pretty good job of it last year for the most part. Are going to have to do it again. I think you mentioned Curtis Gatewood. Stephen Stone's going to need to continue to play the way he has, Broderick Stewart the way he has, and get some pressure in there on Stafford. You got to count on those big guys in the middle, as you said, Theo and Gabe Hall and Greg Billinger, when they come into that situation, to stop up that middle and count on those defensive ends to get pressure. So I'm looking forward to seeing Bruce Fowler's game plan on this one. But you can bet a big part of it is trying to slow down that running game, because even though they don't have Thomas Brown, they've got plenty. And I tell you, no, Sean Marino, I think, is going to be a special player. He's already gotten Bobby Johnson's attention.
Yeah, Mark's going to be out there trying to get his autograph after the game.
It might be worth something someday. It's not a bad idea. But you know, he's there, and Lumpkin's back. And so they just rotate running backs at Georgia and continue to do so.
Joe, it's all for us during the week to X and O and break down the game and who's got to play well. But you know what? Look what the Vols did last week at Georgia. It's about the enthusiasm, the want to, just the, and I know, you know, sometimes talent overrides things, but you got to expect that after last week's performance going down to Auburn, you got to see some life in this team flying around. Yep. You know, just playing for one another. That's the type of performance I think the fans appreciate, is just that, you know, just flying around, that excitement, that enthusiasm in this game.
I don't think there's any doubt you got to see that. It was interesting to go down to Auburn, and I thought that they got off to a pretty good start, but you could tell when that first drive stalled and then Auburn marched down the field, and Kevin, you were on the field, you could kind of see the wind come out of their sails. And they can't afford to have that happen again. You've got to be able to play through adversity, and you've got to be able to come with some enthusiasm right off the bat and make something happen. And I think the first few minutes of this game is going to be really important for both teams. You know, both of them are coming off a pretty good spanking last week. You know, somebody's going to be looking for early momentum, and that first few minutes could be critical.
Joe, no, Sean Marino might be my favorite dog, but Kevin's favorite Georgia Bulldog, Mikey Henderson, has a bad hamstring. Mm-hmm. So that means their two biggest and best kick returners might not play.
Interesting. Yeah, they've got a few little injuries to deal with, and I know Mark Richt was talking during the week. They were a little disappointed. They didn't get to prepare exactly like they wanted to because of the weather down there. They were going to go pretty hard midweek, apparently outside in a one-on-one scrimmage situation, sort of, and didn't get to do it. So he was a little disappointed with that. But they've got some nagging injuries that they've been dealing with for a while, and I think it's going to be a situation where we'll have to wait and see who they roll out there to return kicks, because they may be down to the third one.
Maybe I should challenge him to a match race tomorrow.
Well, if you even with a pulled hamstring, you probably would need a little bit of a...
Maybe if he ran backwards.
Maybe.
See you tomorrow, Joe.
Okay, guys.